This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, everybody? I already know. I'm not even going to bother to ask you what you were doing over the weekend. I'm not even going to bother. I know what you were doing. And you're going, Kevin Jackson, you do not know what I was doing. I know what you were doing, white people. I know. You were hoarding baby food. That's right. You want to know how I know? Because Jen Psaki said so.
But if you are a parent who's looking for formula right now, struggling to find what you need, do you have even a rough guess of how long these shortages are going to last? What should parents be bracing for here?
Well, we've already seen an increase in supply over the past couple of weeks. What we are seeing, which is an enormous problem, is hoarding. People hoarding because they're fearful. That is one element of it. And people hoarding because they are trying to profit off of fearful parents.
Well, there you have it. You're either fearful or you're profiteering. I don't know about you, but I went out and got myself one of those breast pumps. Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out how to lactate now that I know men can have babies. And so I'm going to lactate, and I'm going to do a little cottage industry over here and start selling Kevin's breast milk. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a buzz. And hey, if you men out there, and I'm using my finger quotes, if you want to join me, let's start a company. Let's call it something, I don't know, very woke. And let's say that for every ounce of baby milk that we lactate and sell, we will give away another ounce, maybe to some poor African country or something, right? I mean, I don't know about you, but I see a cottage industry brewing here for the men, or what is it, the birthing parent? For the non-birthing parents, why shouldn't we do it? I saw it in, what was that movie with Meet the Fockers? Didn't know, what's his name say? Why don't you, can you milk me? You know, I'm not a cat, but can you milk me? Well, maybe they can. Has any man ever tried to be milked? I'm talking about in the old breasty area. I'm not talking about elsewhere. Has anybody tried to milk you? How do you know you can't be milked? Until you try. So, look. Stop hoarding and I don't know. While we're on the subject, let me just say this. I don't know what the little babies are gonna do. How would the little babies survive? Here's my question to people, because a friend of mine was doing a show about this on one of the networks that I'm on. I say a friend, she's an acquaintance, she's one of the hosts on the show, and they were talking about this, and I put a little note into the app and said, you know, don't we have better things to talk about? It wasn't a slam at her in the conversation, because we are talking about it. It is in the news. But my question is, should it be? Let me ask you, what did parents do prior to baby formula when we had babies? I don't know. When did baby formula start being made? In the 1950s? 1960s? Yeah, and I know there's all different types. I haven't been in a baby formula aisle in ages. So I don't know who's hoarding all this baby food and then trying to resell it. But whoever's doing it, do you have a lot of kids? Is that why you're hoarding it? Did you get word early that this was going to happen? But what did we do before? It's kind of like these the Huggies and Pampers. What did we do before throwaway diapers that fill the landfills? They're completely unenvironmentally friendly. What did we do before that? Because I happen to remember they used cloth diapers. They got soiled, and then your mama washed those diapers. Maybe your daddy did if you were lucky enough to have a daddy at home. I didn't. So my mom washed my diapers. I don't know that I remember that per se, but I do remember other parents doing it with their kids when I was of an age where I could recognize it. We didn't have Huggies and Pampers and 15 different types of diapers and those that have more absorbent strips and can hold more doo-doo and things like this. How many different brands of diapers are there? How many different types? It's kind of like women's pads. You ever been asked to go pick up a woman's protective pads for during that time of the month? Holy cow, guys, I'd rather be shot. Not killed, just shot in a place where it really hurts. I would rather be shot in a place that really hurts than have to go figure this out. You go there, and there's not like three types, small, medium, and large. There's 50 different types. And if you think I'm exaggerating it, I dare you to go. So we've got a whole industry over people being, I'm not going to say lazy. It's convenient. Everything evolves. We've got an entire industry that's been built around the convenience of something. In this case, baby formula, something that moms have been doing since the beginning of people. And it seems like there's a panic. And, you know, Abbott can't make enough formula or this or that. Here's a one group, this guy, Biden sent his guy out talking about it, and he's trying to make it seem as though we're on top of this. We're all over it. Yeah, here we go. Blah, blah, blah. Here, you listen for yourselves.
So, Brian, these are all, they sound like good solutions. They'll take some time. What do you say to the mother or the father sitting at home right now and said, I've been to Walmart, I've been to CVS, I've been to every store I can think of, and I cannot find food for my baby? What's their move here?
Look, we understand how challenging this is. I'm a parent. All of us have experience with just how life and death needing to have nutrition for your child is. Right now, first and foremost, if you've got a particular challenge, you should reach out to your pediatrician, your healthcare provider. There are emergency tools, emergency issues in place, including working with Abbott, the manufacturer that you discussed, for particular specialty formulas or otherwise. The president was on the phone with major retailers yesterday, on the phone with manufacturers. We are sparing no effort and no tool in our toolbox to try to accelerate this and ramp this up. And I think that we will see some serious production increases and some relief on those shelves as a result of these actions.
Woo, Biden is all over it. But in the meantime, reach out to your pediatrician. We got emergency tools in place, specialty formulas. Biden is all over it, folks. They're sparing no effort. There is no tool they will not use. This is the same. Didn't they say this to, I don't know, the people in Afghanistan? I mean, if you are depending on Joe Biden to bail you out of something, woo, that is a hope and a prayer. You are a trombone player with a pager. What an optimist. And what's funny, this is now national, well, let's just all say it together. You ready? This could be the biggest existential threat to mankind. Reach out to your pediatrician or your healthcare provider. Somebody should be able to help you feed your baby. Because Lord knows, mankind doesn't know how to do that without government intervention. The government needs to go talk to Abbott. He's talking to retailers right now. Joe Biden will get, he's all over it, people. Don't you worry. Right after Biden cures cancer and gets those millions of Ukrainian refugees home, he'll be right on all over this.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's
little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Who knew that the election, the midterms could all hinge on baby food? Welcome back, people. Kevin Jackson Jr. listening to. It could hinge on baby food, the lack of baby food. I thought it was going to be about a woman's body, and it's my body. I can do what I want. But no, now it's all about the babies. Kevin Jackson at KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Too funny. This is hysterical. Baby food in the news with everything that's going on. I'm going to get to this. And I'm not ridiculing people that they're talking about. I finally got around to it because, you know, I find this so ridiculous. Because here's something that you know what? What would I have done if somebody hadn't invented, well, the moist towelette? It's one thing that somebody invented toilet paper, and I thank you. I do not know who did this, but I bet the wiping with leaves would have gotten old pretty fast. But whoever did it, or sawdust, or whatever people used to use in the outhouse, or maybe it was the way the French did it with that rag that you just reused and washed over and over until it got too brown and people figured out, okay, this one's done. But thank you for whoever decided to go to toilet paper, and particularly those, the white people toilet paper, because black people toilet paper is 100 grit sandpaper. White people toilet paper is 1,000 count Egyptian cotton. So thank you. But here's the thing. Even if you hadn't done it, I would have figured out something. I'm not going to let my baby starve to death because I can't get to the formula. But, and by the way, this problem is not new. The Biden administration has been asked now multiple times, did you know about this? Why didn't you get ahead of this? Here's one of his spokesperson, a guy, I forget his name. What's this guy's name? Brian Deese. He's trying to make cover for Biden. But listen to this clip.
Well, as a parent and with friends and colleagues, was aware that people were starting to have trouble in stores. But we were aware of this from when the FDA had to take its action back in February with Abbott and with the steps in the Michigan facility. And we have had a team on this from the FDA and in the interagency process since then. And the steps that I mentioned are steps that have been taken over the course of multiple weeks, and we are ramping those up.
Why am I talking about this on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? Why? Because what government wants you to believe is that the very basic thing, the basic thing of motherhood that cave women were doing before anybody ever knew about lactating, before we even knew what the word was, before it was given a word, knew how to take care of a baby. Yeah. See, mothers know when their breasts become engorged after the baby is born and they start, leaking a little bit of milk, they figure out, this is what the baby feeds on. A baby knows instinctively to do this. Babies in nature know instinctively to go to mama's milk. But the government wants you to believe that the only person that can solve this is they. They need to go talk to Abbott. They need to go speak with the retailers and make sure that you're going to have this baby formula. Wow. And yeah, I don't know how long kids should nurse. If you're a leftist, you probably let your kids nurse to the 13. Then you marry them. But if you're a conservative, maybe it's what, a year or two? Then they can go to regular milk? Oh, but Kevin, there's special formulas for colicky babies and all that. You know what people did in the old days with colic? They endured. They endured. It was a fact of life. Some babies didn't take well to the transitions or whatever. And, let me ask you, what about that next phase of life, baby food? You know, where they puree it? Have you ever thought about have you ever had to eat any? You ever eaten any tapioca pudding or pudding in general? Or maybe you're a juicer and you take all the pulp and make that into some little formula for yourself? I mean, look, folks, we can do this for ourselves. We don't need government, but government, like, without us, what are people going to do? What am I going to do with my baby? I don't know what I'm going to do with my babies, man. Yeah, look, it cracks me up and drives me crazy at the same time, because we're talking about this as if it's the next biggest existential threat to mankind as if there ever was. Now, look, I'm happy to use this against Team Biden. I'm happy to do it. But we don't need any additional ammunition. Not like this, because what are we letting go? What are we not talking about? Do you realize Americans are still trapped in Afghanistan? Do you realize that cops are still being targeted by Black Lives Matter and Antifa? Do you realize that they are letting these terrorist groups operate with impunity? Do you realize that there are still millions of Ukrainian refugees? Do you realize we still have a massive border problem with hundreds of thousands of people still coming into this country every year, if not millions? Do you realize we have massive voter fraud that's been uncovered? Do you realize that Hunter Biden's laptop does identify the big guy? And one of the stories that broke is that we now know for a fact that the FBI knew they were targeting Trump in cahoots with the Hillary Clinton administration. Do you understand all that is going by as we deal with this issue? And by the way, the Democrats knew this issue was there. They've known about it for some time. Here's Psaki getting asked the very same question that I played for Deese asking, this guy Deese asking about, did you know about it before? Why didn't you do something about it earlier?
It does seem like we should have seen this coming, that maybe the FDA could have done more on the baby formula shortage. The whistleblower who used to work at that Sturgis plant warned the FDA top officials about safety concerns in October, but they didn't interview that whistleblower until December. The inspection was until January 31st. The recall happened February 17th. So is that timeline acceptable to the White House? And if not, what is the White House doing to correct that at the FDA?
I'm sure there will be plenty of time to take a look at if there are any issues that could have been improved here. I don't have any specific analysis of that at this moment in time. What I will note is that there has been work ongoing on this for months. That's how we increase the supply and how we're able to, increase the sales based on the month of April overall.
So the one of the radio hosts on a network that I'm on brought up an interesting point and said, do you realize you can still get baby food? You can get it on Amazon. And I was looking at the app, because the station has an app. It's 93.3 out in St. Louis. And sure enough, one of the listeners said, yep, I went on Amazon and I can order baby food. So I don't even think this is real. I think this is one of these contrived things. And, of course, the Republicans are, oh, we can't even get baby food now. And, of course, then we learn Joe Biden shipped baby food to the border, but he's not letting baby food come in. And you know what to that I say? He's not letting baby food hit the market for Americans is what I mean to say. So you know what I say to that? Good. If you want to hammer Joe Biden, hammer him. Go for it. He deserves it. But is he willing to take the punches on this? Because it's an easily solvable problem while we let him slide on all the other things I just mentioned, because that's what I'm thinking, is he wants to get one for the win column. So soon as Abbott gets production, well, we restored baby food production. You know, if you don't forget, people were starving. Babies were starving. Kids were not eating. And I solved the problem. Look at me. I'm Joe Biden, brain dead moron that 40 million Americans voted for and 41 million bots. We'll be talking about bots and Elon Musk later.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer, they're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Congress is holding its first congressional hearing on UFOs in 50 years. On Tuesday, the Pentagon showcased declassified photos and videos of UFOs to Congress, including a flying object without a specific explanation. Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence Scott Bray.
We're open to all hypotheses. We're open to any conclusions that we may encounter.
The hearings follow a report on UAPs last year, which found there were 144 encounters between 2004 and 2021. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are in Buffalo, New York on Tuesday. The Bidens visited the memorial at the Tops Market where 10 people died in a mass shooting over the weekend. The President and the First Lady also met with the victims' families. You're listening to USA Radio News. Pennsylvania's Senate race is front and center on Tuesday as candidates face public and private battles.
Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman said over the weekend that he suffered a stroke on Friday and that he would be off the campaign trail for the near future, including his campaign's election night rally. The 52-year-old is the clear frontrunner in the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Republican Pat Toomey. The health challenge is not expected to evaporate his double-digit polling lead over Congressman Connor Lamb, his main primary rival. Most of the action has been on the GOP side of the contest, with Dr. Mehmet Oz and Dave McCormick trading blows via TV ads and a late surge by pundit Kathy Barnett. But it's Oz who has the Trump endorsement in the race. I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Special counsel John Durham's team issued opening arguments on Tuesday. It alleges former Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman used the FBI to manipulate the Bureau on the eve of the 2016 presidential election. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You gotta love it. Joe Biden getting indignant. Indignant. You remember those long lines you'd see on television? No, I don't, Joe. Was he talking about Russia? People lining up in all kinds of vehicles just to get a box of food in their trunk? What? This dude is so stuck in the 1920s. What era is he talking about? Welcome, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. He said, people were hurting. And what did the MAGA crowd do? Was there even a MAGA crowd? What is he talking about? Will somebody help me here, seriously? Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What is he talking about? He says, the MAGA crowd, and what does the MAGA crowd want you to do? They want you to forget it. Forget it. This is the United States. The idea that people would have to wait in line an hour and a half to get a box of food in their trunk. It is unbelievable because this brain-dead moron is talking about something that I don't even know that happened. Do you? Goodness gracious. And get this. Jimmy Kimmel says that we are shifting away from talking about saving the lives of unborn human beings to food shortages in order to not have to deal with the idea of saving the lives of unborn human beings. Yeah, we're so mean-spirited. This guy thinks we want to pivot away from saving children. It would be like saying, well, I know we rescued people from that fire or from that earthquake or from that tsunami, but we want to pivot away from the good work that we're doing so we can talk about the food shortage that Joe Biden is apparently doing on babies. Is it really a real story? That's what I keep asking. I've spent the first part of the hour going, is this really real? Wow. Last time I checked, Women came, babies came with a manual, and mamas knew to just attach them to their breast. I know that's really horrible these days for people to think about, that a mom would actually bond with her child and let the child breastfeed. Because it's a big inconvenience. Oh, yeah, she's got to wake up through the night. Oh, by the way, in case you're interested, that's the way every animal on the planet, for the most part, well, mammal, feeds their children. Are we really this easy to fool, folks? We have Supreme Court justices hiding out because there are people who want to hurt them over the decision to not allow universal baby killing and saying, you know what, states, you decide. We don't want to deal with it. It's the people. You figure out when you should take a life. And you know what? There are people among us that go, I can see why somebody would go, I don't want this life. I see why people decide to opt out. I'm not for it. I don't believe I would ever in my right mind commit suicide. But in my wrong mind, I might. Maybe you get on drugs. I mean, I wouldn't. I don't take drugs. But maybe you trip out on LSD and you think a gun is a flute. And you decide to pull the trigger and do something crazy. Who knows? I can't tell you what to do, when to do, how to do it. Or maybe you think in your own mind right now, I would never do that, until you're confronted with one of those Kevorkian videos and you go, holy cow, never say never. Maybe you're a person that says, I would never destroy a child or whatever, in the womb. But maybe circumstances are so that you decide to do it. Doesn't make you an evil person. Now, if you're doing it the way these young girls are being trained to do it, where they just go, oh, you know what, I had a bad one-night stand. I don't like the father of my baby anymore. I'm going to abort it. If you're one of those types, shame on you. But I'm not so sanctimonious that I say, there is under no circumstances that I would do such and such. I don't have that answer. I believe in my heart of hearts there are no circumstances in which I would change. I'll put it to you this way. I could have been a Democrat. The money's easy over there. The money is so lucrative, I could solve any problem I would have monetarily by switching. I will never switch. So I think I can be pretty dogmatic in saying this is the way I feel, but I'm not going to speak for everybody. I speak for Kevin Jackson. I believe and I trust in you as conservatives, but I'm not going to speak for you. Because the minute you think you know, you find out somebody, one of your good friends, might come to you and go, hey, man, turns out I'm gay. You've known him 30, 40 years. You go, what? You would think there's no way this person would ever do this, but they did it. You're going to get sanctimonious? They no longer your friend? I'm just saying, wake up, folks. But here's what we need to wake up to. Supreme Court justices are hiding out. Well, we're talking about baby food. They're hiding out. There's not been a single arrest of anybody tormenting, terrorizing Supreme Court justices. This government is okay with it. Joe Biden has pretty much said it. High-ranking people, Chuck Schumer, many others. Oh, no big deal. But let me tell you something. If the decision went the other way, and it was people like us out there protesting them, you could bet we would be in jail. You want to know something else we should be talking about? A film that got released by Dinesh D'Souza, 2,000 Mules, that shows, beyond a shadow of a doubt, how Democrats cheated in a nationwide conspiracy. And you know who's the only people who are seeing that film and discussing it? Us. I'm glad we are. But how about we start forcing the issue? How about we start making sure that that cacophony that the leftist hears about baby food has to do with 2,000 mules? Because one of my buddies sent me a meme, let's go from 2,000 mules to 2,000 arrests. Just imagine this. What would we do if we learned that the Republican Party cheated to that degree and the Democrats were telling us all along that was not a fair election? What if Obama had lost and McCain got in there and we knew they cheated? As much as I don't like Obama, I would have been saying, holy crap, John McCain, how could you do this? How could the Republican Party do this? I would ask for that election to be overturned. As much as I don't like Barack Obama's policies, that's what I would have wanted. Like I say to Democrats all the time, ask yourself this very simple question, folks. What are you going to do when you learn the truth? I think I already know what they're going to do. They aren't going to do anything. They don't care. The world is in shambles. Russia's gone off the dollar standard. They want to be paid in rubles. And let me tell you something. We'll get to this story in a bit. Russia is feasting on Joe Biden. China's got some issues. Xi, based on lockdowns, I'm hearing rumblings that he may be out in China. I don't know. I'll talk to my Chinese contacts and let you know more about it. But I'm telling you this. We got to know more than baby formula. Biden, they say, is scrambling to show that he's on top of the baby formula shortage as frustrated parents and Republicans slam the administration. Folks, it is a setup. It is a setup. They need Joe Biden to find, he's a cadaver dog, and they need him to find a living body so he can be energized. Well, you know what I'm saying? Pick the word. How's Joe Biden going to have a speech where he talks about people waiting in line when Joe Biden is the person who's got people waiting in lines? He's the one who's implemented food lines. He's the one who's made sure that there's nothing available. Supply chain issues now and for quite a while. Baby food is one aspect. He can solve this, and he wants to solve it, and he wants you to be a part of it. They said he hurriedly convened a meeting with Walmart and Target and manufacturers Rickett and Gerber to address the crisis, which has been building since February. After the meeting, he announced steps to boost supply, including importing more formula, expanding availability for low-income families, and cracking down on price gouging, none of which is probably happening. You can get baby food. You can get baby formula. I'm telling you, you can get it. Why are they doing this? And here's the bigger question. Why are they doing this when they know that they need the news cycle to be dominated by the Roe decision? Why are they doing this now? See, I'm too smart to get sucked into the vortex of leftism where they, you know, oh, look at this. We got a new problem. First of all, how about we deal with all these older problems? How about we deal with crime? How about we deal with jobs? Lots more to discuss. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Has there been any consideration of using the Defense Production Act?
There are a range of options, including that under consideration, Ed, but I would note the issue here is that a manufacturer was taken offline because they did not produce a safe baby formula. So what we're doing here at this point in time is working with other manufacturers who can produce safe baby formula, and we've had success in increasing our productivity, their productivity, over the last 4 weeks, and we're going to continue to work on that.
All about making it safe, folks. That's what the government's there for. We will be all over this. If you are worried about your baby and the safety of your baby, as long as it's out of the womb, then, you know, and not on the birthing table while we're still planning on killing it, we are going to make sure your baby is safe. Just make sure it's out of the womb. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I find it very ironic that the people who are upset about the leak of Roe, the decision to let baby killing go to the states, be decided by the states, is now suddenly interested in protecting children. How dare that Abbott Labs, one of America's most venerable companies, been, you know, under the watchful eye of the FDA and all other kinds of governmental agencies since its inception. One of my accounts, by the way, when I was a management consultant, and they, I don't know, they got a bad batch. What was the timing of this bad batch? I don't know whether this was a tainted process. Somebody did it. It was a whistleblower who discovered it all and reported it. This is not very safe. And I don't know why. Do they have some ne'er-do-wells working there? Is this a Charlie Hebdo situation? Did somebody speak ill of the Muslims and they, you know, poison the food supply? I don't know. I'm just saying, it's very strange that this came up right at this particular moment in time. And as I said, the idea of them using this on the heels of the Roe decision, I find pretty interesting. But the biggest point I find is that government wants you to believe they can make things safe for you. That's why they're involved. Safety and supply. We're going to make sure it's there. We're going to make sure you have it. We're going to make sure there's no price gouging. You just leave it to us because we're so good at it. Look at what we've done since we've been in office for almost 19 months. Look at how well we performed on inflation. Look at how well we performed on the price of gasoline. Look how well we performed on the international front with the dollar as the standard. Look at how well we performed in crime. What else? Look at how stellar this group of this administration is doing compared to the last one. Because I don't know about you, it's night and day. Sadly, in not a good way. So one of the questions that they asked Psaki was, is there any consideration for the Defense Production Act? Do you know what that means? The government can say, baby food is now a crisis. It's at critical proportions, and we need to make it. Just like Wu flu, it's at a critical point. We've got to lock people down. We've got to force them to get the vaccines. That is until we figure out that all of our so-called science is wrong. Oh, and you know what we're going to figure out about baby formula? It's been available the whole time, and what isn't available isn't a crisis. Now, by a long shot, when I was listening to a show, one of the people commented and said, I went to the store the other day, and all the baby's food stuff was, all the baby formula was sold except for two packages. Why weren't those two packages sold? If there's such a run, why is anything left? Yeah. Good question. I don't have an answer, but it's a good question. So here's another story that has to do with this. And look, I'm going to just say this. Wait, women, wait until you open up the can of worms when men say, you know, I'm going to go ahead and press the issue on this. I'm going to press the issue of maternity leave. Whether I have the baby or not, I'm going to press that issue. Democrats are letting me. I'm going to press the issue on, you know, going to leave to go get checked for pregnancy. I'm going to press the issue of this new thing that came up that I find pretty weird, but it is what it is. It's another leftist thing that this one comes from Spain. Are you guys aware that they proposed menstrual leave in Spain? They're going to become the first Western country to offer, quote, menstrual leave for women suffering period pain while at work. It's set to be capped at 3 days per month. And you wonder why women supposedly make less than men. Because let me tell you, in the history of mankind, I'm talking about strictly the male version of mankind, not one time has man said, I'd like 3 days or a day or anything to stay out of the workforce for a bodily function. Not once. But the Spanish government, they say, is due to approve the measure next week. And they announced this on one of their big radio stations. They may give, they are giving, menstrual leave to women suffering period pain while at work. Now, guys, I'm not going to say would you stand for it, but I would complain. Certainly here in America, the idea that a woman is going to get yet another. So women get pregnancy leave. Oh, I'm carrying the baby. You're right. You carry the baby. I have no problem with it until you start doing all the other things. I talk about this. We celebrate Susan G. Komen and breast cancer as a thing, right? I don't have a problem with it. Breast cancer is real. I know people who've had it. I know people who've had mastectomies. And it's got to feel. I remember when someone, well, I was a kid, and this was when the mastectomy, man, they cut it off. And, you know, there wasn't a lot of plastic surgery. And, you know, it looked bad. A mastectomy looks bad. It's exactly what you think. I mean, they cut it off. They stitch it up. It's just a line across a woman's chest where the girls used to be. And I can only imagine how difficult that is. Because no matter how you slice it, no matter how big or how small your breasts are, it is one of the things that makes a woman feel like a woman, even if she barely has a little chest. Guys, we can sport our chest, and I don't care if we need a B cup. We still don't think of them as breasts. We call them moobs, man boobs. We joke about it. But we are happy to bounce around in public knowing that no one is going to take that as a sex symbol. No child is going, mommy, and wanting to come up and lactate, you know, and hang off of a man's chest. It isn't even in a baby to go, that looks like dinner. It just isn't. But let mama come along and they feel it. They have that connection. Women will even lactate when other babies cry. Not even their own children. Men don't do that. We don't care. So there are things that make you uniquely man. But here's my point. We dedicate a lot of time and energy to breast cancer. We don't dedicate much time and energy to prostate cancer. There's no march for that. Men, or do you know 1 in 2 men are going to get prostate cancer, or you have it, it just isn't going to kill you? That's a pretty big number. But we don't dedicate anything to it. Why is that? So, you know, there are things that will make a man go home that, you know, that we, I mean, maybe it's just pure exhaustion. How many guys do you know work more than one job because they want to feed their family? They want to take care of their family, their kids. There's something innate about a man when he gets a wife or a spouse or a significant other and kids. He becomes a different being. He settles down more. He's more determined and more focused, and he's willing to make things happen. That's part of being a man, in my opinion. I talk to my sons all the time, especially my youngest. I'm like, look, you pass puberty. You're into manhood. Act like a man. There are things that will develop in you that are supposed to develop in you, like responsibility. He's like always, oh, Dad, why are you so hard on me about my room? Because it's a responsibility. If you take that responsibly, you're going to take other things responsibly in your life. Now shut up, and I don't want to keep answering questions for you, boy. Oh, man. Anyway, get this. I didn't realize this. Other countries in the world already grant menstrual leave, including Japan, South Korea, Indonesia, and Zambia. That's impressive. I don't believe, look, I know that some women, it's harder on them than others, but give them, you know, I mean, sick days, I don't really know. Maybe I'm being unfair. I just know this, it's a heck being a man, and I want some perks.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.